This fall, Pinellas County Schools plans to implement its new student assignment plan with the goal of assigning students to close-to-home schools. This morning, the Pinellas County School Board met for the first time since the winter break. There are alternatives to attending close-to-home schools. Parents can choose to send their children to special schools such as Magnet, Fundamental, or Career Academy programs. The sign-up period for those special programs is February 11th to the 22nd. But Pinellas School Board member Linda Lerner asked for clarification of whether parents would know which close-to-home school their children had been assigned to before that sign-up period. The Assistant Superintendent for Student Assignment, James Madden Jr., said that assigning the correct number of students to each close-to-home school was a complicated process, in part because parents have the option of letting their children go to the school of an older sibling.
We want to make sure that, you know, we're able to not only address the sibling issue, but address the Magnet issue, and then, you know, without doing things to overfill our schools and jeopardize meeting class size. I would think that probably by the next board meeting we'll have more information for you related to some specific dates that these kinds of things might happen.
But board member Lerner was concerned that if parents did not know where their students were assigned, they would not have enough information to decide whether to choose a special school. This prompted Lerner to ask whether Pinellas County Schools could actually realize the new student assignment plan by the fall.
Can we implement it? I think that was a question Dr. Wilcox put forward. Can this be, we passed the policy, but can it really realistically be implemented? And part of being implemented is knowing the close-to-home school before all this Magnet, Fundamental, Career Academy choice process begins. And I think that still obviously is the question. And I'm not saying that people are not doing all they can do, but as a board, we're responsible for this communication part, too.
Madden responded to Lerner in this exchange.
We're well aware of what the urgency is
and
here.
Can we really implement it?
We're moving forward as if we are.
As if we are.
Yes.
Okay, but it's not 100%.
Well, until we, well.
It's complicated.
It is, but we're not going to say no.
Okay. Thank you.
Also at the meeting, the Pinellas County School Board unanimously approved $1.5 million in funding for air conditioning maintenance and other services from private contractors. But before the vote, board member Lerner raised questions about the efficiency of such a program. She asked for Pinellas County Schools to study outsourcing. Lerner suggested that the school district might save as much as $400,000 if it stopped laying off employees in the face of budget cuts and then outsourcing their jobs.
I believe we need an analysis in all of maintenance. What is the plan here? If we are outsourcing $1.5 million, it sounds to me the plan is to outsource. And that is not something the board has approved. In fact, when there were the maintenance cuts and when we hired Dr. Wilcox, we made it very clear we do not want to start outsourcing what's happening in institutional services without a complete analysis and rationale why.
Leon Hobbs is a Pinellas School's Associate Superintendent for Facilities and Operations. He assured the board that the contract was for temporary help during emergencies concerning HVAC, or heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. The alternative would be to rely on staff working overtime.
There is no overt action on our part to privatize. What we're having to do is supplement because we have 17 million square feet of spaces to maintain. The number of personnel that we have in our HVAC, I think, are probably 22 people. So that's a lot of spaces for them to do. We have no vacancies in our department, for HVAC people. We would have to cannibalize present positions to move them over. Now, we have lost 50 positions in budget cuts in the last 2 years in that whole department.
In addition to the property tax amendment that all Floridians will vote on in 3 weeks during the presidential primary election, Pinellas County voters will vote on a referendum to renew funds for schools. Julie Jansen is the Deputy Superintendent of Pinellas County Schools.
A reminder that this is not a new tax. It's renewing what citizens approved in 2004. It will bring approximately $42 million a year to support students and schools. These are local dollars, go directly to your local schools, goes into the classroom. It helps with teacher recruitment and retention. And there is an accountability system in place. We have a committee of independent citizens that have been monitoring the expenditure of these funds to ensure the general public that funds are being spent exactly the way they have been told they will be spent.
Parents and students who are interested to learn more about Pinellas Magnet, Fundamental, and Career Academy schools can attend information sessions before the February 11th through 22nd sign-up period. On February 2nd, there will be an information fair at Pinellas Park High School from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. From February 4th through the 22nd, schools will hold discovery nights. Dates and times will be mailed to 5th and 8th grade students, and dates will be posted on the district website, pcsb.org. For WMNF News, reporting from Largo, I'm Sean Canan.